I'm speaking here with Rebecca Self. And Rebecca, first of all, tell me about yourself and this organization that you're working with.
Sure. I am originally from Lexington, Kentucky, which is where we are. And my relationship to Seedleaf is I'm their current education director. Seedleaf is a nonprofit here based in Lexington. And our goal is to nourish the community. And we do that by growing, cooking, sharing, and recycling food in Lexington, Kentucky, and hopefully in the process of that, build education, awareness, and community.
So you're growing, working to develop the community, and with a real agricultural connection, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And particularly an urban agricultural connection. We believe that Kentucky has a very rich rural agricultural history, and we want to bring those across that bridge together with using agriculture by getting people in the urban environment to start learning a little bit more about where their food comes from, in part by growing it and developing that appetite.
Well, I know this afternoon you're going to take some folks on an urban garden tour. What exactly is that?
Well, an urban garden tour is, hopefully, if the rain will hold off, a tour that is going to showcase some of the different gardens that are growing in this immediate area to where we are. Also talk a little bit about some unexpected connections in that garden aspect of where we get some compost raw material in the area, how we are promoting education and awareness of agriculture, and basically using our feet to walk around and see what's growing.
So tell me about this connection with agriculture and the type of programs that you're doing from an educational standpoint.
Well, we have a whole host of different ones. Depending on the kind of garden that we're working in, sometimes we're working in community gardens, in school gardens. But basically our education programming looks a lot of how do you grow to begin with? How do you prepare your soil? How do you build a raised bed? When can you grow different things? What does it look like to harvest them? And now we're building more and more into how do you prepare? How do you preserve the food that comes out of that garden so that you can ultimately consume it and, you know, close that loop by recycling those nutrients back into the soil?
So could you tell me, for example, like how many gardens have you helped foster or develop?
Probably about 15, I would guess. We started in the summer of 2008, so we haven't been around for that long. But in every garden that we work with, we always try to have different community partners. So while we've been working on 15 gardens, that means there's probably 30 different organizations that are now working on different urban gardening and urban agricultural efforts of their own, and countless numbers of people who have had experience with those gardens and are therefore either gardening at home or, you know, making their own homemade salsa or whatever that might take. So
how would you describe a typical garden in this environment then, in terms of size, the types of products that they would be raising or growing in their garden?
Well, because we work in an urban environment, obviously our gardens or our urban farms are much smaller than what would be visible on a rural scale. Most of them are, well, individual plots we tend to do about 10 by 8 feet, so not particularly large, although when you're growing horticultural crops, there's a lot of food that comes out of that garden. Sometimes we think about just the mega scale crops, but when you're feeding families, a lot of food comes out of those gardens. That's our expertise is in food agriculture. So, you know, now we're in the midst of the harvesting the greens and the peas, and this summer we'll have lots and lots of peppers and tomatoes, and the fall time we always have a lot of sweet potatoes and regular potatoes, and again more greens. So we try to grow food that people enjoy eating, that they recognize, and can get harken back to the recipes hopefully they grew up with.
So for either the organizations you're working with or individuals, what are some of their biggest challenges in doing this? And because not everybody thinks they have a green thumb, you know.
Sure. Well, overcoming that stigma that it's something you're either born with or you're not, that you can learn to take care of plants. I actually myself am not a particularly skilled gardener, but I love learning. And even more so, I always tell people the reason I'm passionate about this is because I loved eating. So it isn't rocket science. It's very manageable. We do things on small scale. We always encourage people to make their mistakes with us. There's so many variables in nature anyway, you're never going to get it right any season. But we have a lot of work too of convincing people what good food tastes like. And seasonal eating is a challenge. But we have the greatest asset of that, of we have fresh food as the endpoint. So we have kind of a built-in reward system of if you're willing to put in that work, and it's a labor of love, but you get a good payoff in the end.
Well, I thought it was interesting you said seasonal eating there, because we are so used now to having everything available year-round through our grocery stores that we actually get upset when we can't find radishes or something that might just be because of a seasonal nature that it's not there right at that time.
Absolutely. And it's amazing. We work a lot with students, and younger generations truly don't know that there is a seasonality to our food, because, like you said, we're used to having it available whenever we want it. So they weren't raised with the idea of tomatoes come in August, so that's when tomatoes taste good. And why is my tomato in January not tasting very well? Oh, but because it was shipped in, 2,000 miles away. So it's a big educational gap, and it's not always something that the older generations are keen to pass on. So it's a learning a new way of eating.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're doing it. I hope that you have a lot of success with it, and we'll keep an eye on it, point people to it, and thanks for the opportunity to talk with you here at the AllTech Symposium.
Terrific. Thank you so much for having me.